Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 357, A Son is Given, Isaiah 9:6. Listen to this. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Let that land for a moment. Isaiah spoke those words centuries before any manger, before any night in Bethlehem. The world was in darkness. God's people were in exile. And right into all of that shadow, a prophet opened his mouth and announced a child. Not because things were looking up, but because God had made a promise. And when God makes a promise, time does not erase it. Time seals it. And the promise arrived, fulfilled, down to the last word. That alone ought to change the way you walk into this week. But there is something even more personal here. The text does not say the son was sent, does not say he was loaned. It says he was given, given to us, given to you. God did not hand over a system, a religion, a set of rules. He handed over someone, his own son. And that giving is full, irreversible, and entirely personal. This is not distant theology. This is the heart of God opening itself toward yours. And look at who this someone is. Wonderful Counselor. You do not have to move through this day without direction. You do not have to carry the decision that is weighing on you alone, pretending you have it figured out. Christ, the Counselor who does not get it wrong, is available right now, not just for life's great crossroads, but for the small choices, the quiet forks in the road on an ordinary Thursday morning. Mighty God, the infant who rested on hay, that small child, wrapped in cloth, laid in straw, is the same God who spoke and the stars existed, the very same. No burden you are carrying today is too heavy for the shoulders upon which the government of the entire universe rests. Not one, not even the one you think is too heavy to bring up. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I need to slow down here, because Prince of Peace is not a pretty title for a Christmas carol. It is a functional description of what he came to do. He came to end the war between humanity and God. That distance, that separation, that exhausting weight of never being enough, he came to close all of it. And the peace he won is already available. There is no waiting list. There is no condition you need to meet first. It has already been given, given along with him. So today, before breakfast, I want to invite you to do one simple, powerful thing. Open your mouth out loud and speak to God one of these names, Counselor, Mighty, Peace, whichever one you need most right now. Not a long prayer, just the name. And thank him, because this son has been given to you. Saying it out loud is an act of faith. It is receiving the gift. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.